Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO Sports Talk. And in the studio this morning, your host, Matt Pilger, also Leighton Maskey, and returning to KXEO, Maddie Tolbert. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have everybody in here. It was a pretty good night of action in week number 7 of high school football last night. We're going to give a rundown of those scores to start off the show. First off, our sister station, Country 96, their game of the week. Vanfar Indians edging out Wright City 40-34. Vanfar continuing to have a nice season. They're 6-1 now. You know, that game was pretty close, Leighton. We didn't know till the end who was going to pull that one out, right?
That was a really good listen last night. They were back and forth the entire game.
Absolutely. You know, a game that we got to do here on KXEO was the Mexico Bulldogs hosting the undefeated Kirksville Tigers. Mexico gave those Tigers a fight last night, Maddie, but ended up losing 28-13. Kirksville improves to 7-0, but I'll tell you what, it was a pretty good start to the game last night. Drew DeMent providing a spark with an interception. You were in attendance, I'm sure. What did you think about the game?
I thought that the boys started off hot last night. I think everyone thought that this was going to be a really good game. I think the boys still played really good last night. We had some sparks, but there were times that we just couldn't keep up. But overall, I think it was a pretty good football game.
Mexico wins the turnover battle there, 3-2 over Kirksville. You know, they're going to go to Moberly next week. They're 3-4 right now, 2-2 in the North Central Missouri Conference. And believe it or not, there's only 2 weeks left in the regular season until district playoffs start, and who knows what can happen there, right?
Time's going by fast.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Taking a check of some of those other games, Hannibal taking out the Moberly Spartans 56-18. In a battle of the winless teams, it was the Marshall Owls and the Fulton Hornets. Well, somebody had to get a win. It was Marshall outlasting Fulton 42-35.
Elias blanked over Jeff City last night, 51-0. Capital City by a touchdown and a 21-14 win over Smith Cotton. Rockridge picked up a victory on the road, 49-12 against Battle. And Hickman lost to Camdenton, 38-21.
And South Callaway beat Fayette, 45-6. Russellville big against Holtzville, 45-6.
Fayette. Russellville against Fayette.
Yes. Right. And Osage beat Boonville, 33-7. Blair Oaks shut out Eldon, 63-0.
Southern Boone continuing their winning ways. They were on the road against the Hallsville Indians. That was a 48-28 win. California Pinto struggling just a little bit. The former defensive coordinator, Kenny Grubb, the head coach over there. California gets shut out at home against Adrian by a score 35-0.
Bowling Green took it to Montgomery County last night, got a win over 70-14. North Callaway won in a close game against Mark Twain last night, 26-20. Salisbury beat Louisiana 24-8.
Centralia Panthers and South Shelby in a battle of the Clarence Cannon Conference last night. Centralia doubles up South Shelby 28-14. The Panthers had scored 80 points last week and, well, you know, not as many points this week, but still a pretty nice game for them. Ethan Ross, he had 3 touchdowns on the evening, 1 touchdown by Charlie Robinson. Ethan Ross had 215 yards on the ground, averaged 12.6 yards per carry, while Charlie Robinson with 25 yards on the ground. Rounding that out, Louis Siddharth with 17 yards. Deke Maynor had 7 yards, Payson Bryson with 5, and Chase Kempker with 3, as the Centralia Panthers kind of emerging as possible the Clarence Cannon Conference champion. They're having a pretty nice season there. Rounding out the rest of those scores, Leighton.
Clark County defeated Palmyra in overtime 34-28. Monroe City lost to Lawson 39-20, and Macon won big on the road against Highland 56-12.
No real big surprises last night. A couple of undefeated teams still left, Kirksville and Bowling Green. I don't know what to think. Is Kirksville for real, or are they state-bound? Bowling Green, I think there's always been expectations.
Always high expectations for the Bobcats. But Kirksville, I was not expecting this for them this season. I mean, congratulations to them, but I'm a little surprised. I wonder if Coach Kriedemeyer is surprised too.
Yeah, I think so. I kept saying we have the secret weapon on our sideline with Coach
Kriedemeyer.
I was thinking
that too. He's got the insider view. He knows. He knows what they're doing.
No doubt about it. Well, that's a look at week number 7 as we get set to go into week number 8. We'll go over some of those games next week. Major League Baseball playoffs, Kansas City Royals, well, they're done. St. Louis Cardinals never even got in there, but the Royals, they gave the Yankees a pretty good series. I know they want more of that playoff action next season, so we'll see what happens, and hopefully they don't end up in Kansas. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. We have guests in the studio. As a matter of fact, this volleyball team from Mexico High School making a name for the program this year. 10 wins, and that hasn't been done for quite some time. We're going to speak with several members of Mexico High School Volleyball. That's coming up next on Sports Talk, the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO. And good morning, everybody. Here we are back on the Buzzer Beater this Saturday morning. Matt Pilger, Leighton Maskey, and Maddie Tolbert. And as promised, joining us in the studio this morning, we have some seniors from the Mexico High School volleyball team, Emily Maupin, Addison Payden, and Skylar Arnold. And want to say good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. Addison, we're going to have you grab that microphone a little bit closer to you, if you will, and we're going to talk about the volleyball season. It's coming to an end, but you guys have already had a fantastic season. Emily, we're going to start off with you. 10 wins this season. That hasn't been done since when?
Like maybe the 2000, maybe. We're at like 11 right now, I think, and if we get to 14, we actually break the school record. And we have 4 games of regular season left, but we also have Hannibal, so we're kind of cushioning for that. But if we win districts, we should break the record that night, which that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be super exciting. And we're going to kind of talk a little bit about districts, and we'll look at those teams here in just a minute. But we're going to bring Addison Payden into the conversation. How's your senior season going with Mexico High School volleyball? I mean, talk a little bit about, it has been maybe a little bit of a struggle the last couple of years, but you guys having some major success this year, correct?
Yeah, my senior season's been good. I didn't get to play last year because of an injury, so coming back to like a winning team is a lot of fun.
And what kind of injury did you suffer?
I tore my ACL and my meniscus, so I had to get knee surgery.
Oh my gosh. How has it been coming off of that surgery? Are you having any complications? Or?
No, it's been good. I played soccer season last year, which is tough, so volleyball's been a little like easy for my knee.
Very nice. We're going to bring in Skylar Arnold to the conversation here. How many years have you played volleyball, Skylar?
I've been on varsity for 4 years at the high school.
4 years. What position do you play?
I'm a libero.
Okay. Explain a little bit about that position. What are your responsibilities, if you will?
Yeah, so a libero, you stay in the back row. You don't go to the front, you know. Us short people, we struggle a little bit up there. So we just cover. We're supposed to stay strong in the back, so just... Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, all seniors, and I'm sure that it's probably crossed your mind, senior night's going to be coming up. Emily, I know you've been with Mexico Volleyball all 4 years, is that right?
Yeah, I've also been on varsity all 4 years.
Very nice. Have you thought about it's coming to an end and maybe some of your favorite moments throughout the years, or if you have a particular favorite game, have you thought about that?
I have. I think... I've played so much volleyball in my life that I'm going to be more sad about the people than the sport. But I was thinking when you asked me earlier my favorite memory, and I think it was one time we did something, like we left trash and we were supposed to run. And our coach told us on the bus, they were like, you're going to have to run. And to protest, we started saying the Pledge of Allegiance really loud as a team. I don't know why that was, but yeah. We went against our coach and said the Pledge of Allegiance really loud. So.
I like to protest if I have to run, too. I completely get that.
It was just a funny moment.
No doubt about
and
it.
And we didn't have to run.
And
so.
You did. All right. And you were patriotic all exactly. At the same time. That's beautiful. Addison Payden, what about you? Some favorite memories over the years?
My favorite memories are definitely with the team, but I think one of my best memories are when we won against Kirksville. It was a tough game, and we managed to win both times. So.
And Kirksville, a tough team to beat
yes,
normally?
Yeah. We went to 5 sets with them each time, and we managed to win. So.
Very cool. Skylar Arnold, how about you?
Kind of to base off what Addison said also, I feel like the best memories in high school as a whole is just this year, I feel like we're so close, just going to five and beating these teams rather than giving up, which I feel like we would have done in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's kind of talk to you all a little bit about where you're going to school. That's going to be coming up soon. Emily, have you made a decision as to where you're going to attend?
Yeah, as of right now, post-high school, I plan on going into the National Guard, probably the Air Guard. And then once I do that, I'm going to go to Mizzou and study nursing.
Okay, very nice. What about you, Addison?
So me and Emily are best friends, and our plans are the exact same.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the buddy system.
Yeah, I'm going into the Air National Guard with her, and then I'm going to Mizzou to get my nursing degree.
Awesome. All right, what about a third person? Are you going to join?
I'm not.
Okay, all right.
I have not fully decided where I'm going to go, but I plan on going to a four-year college and majoring in elementary education.
All right. Let's talk about when that final game of the season is and your district bracket. It looks like you guys are coming in as a two seed, a pretty high seed there. So that means you guys are going to get that first round bye. Talk a little bit about this tournament. Looks like you get the winner of Veriton Christian High School or Wright City. That's October the 24th, towards the end of this month. Have you guys played any of those teams this season?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
So when we played in the Warrenton tournament a couple of weekends ago, we actually played Wright City twice, and we beat them both times. So we're hoping, hopefully, maybe Wright City wins and we can catch them on the other side. But either way, we should see some pretty good competition, we hope.
Yeah, Winfield is the number one seed in the tournament here, or the district bracket. Have you guys seen anything about Winfield, or have you studied anything Winfield has done this season?
Yeah, we've had some of the same opponents. In the same tournament, we played Fort Zumwalt East, and Winfield has both won and lost against them. We lost against them, but that was a very, like, weird game. So hopefully this time we can pull a win out and maybe win districts, maybe, hopefully.
How exciting would that be?
That would be very, very, especially like I said earlier, we beat the school record, hopefully, and win districts, and that'd be a really fun moment.
For sure. Do we know where that district tournament is going to be held at?
Yeah, it's hosted at Winfield.
At Winfield, and you guys have played on that court before?
Nope.
No, never been there.
Okay, so that's going to be something new to get used to, but that will be okay. Winfield, the one seed, Mexico, the two seed, third seed, Veritas Christian High School. Fourth seed, the Fulton Hornets. I know you guys have played them this season.
The Christian High School, I'm pretty sure they only have a three seed because they have one more win than Fulton, so I don't think those seeds really matter that much.
I'm like, I think we lucked out a little bit, Fulton having one less win there, but we beat Fulton both times, so.
Absolutely. Bowling Green is the 5 seed, Wright City the 6 seed. All of this gets underway on October the 23rd. Of course, we said Mexico with the bye. Any last closing thoughts here? Maddie, do you have any questions for the girls while we have them here in the studio?
No questions, but it has been nice seeing this team succeed the way that they have. I love hearing all about their successes the next day in first hour study hall about how they did the other night, and Dante Klein's mom is always posting the results on her Snapchat story. So that's
Brian,
always
nice. Give her a shout out.
Yeah, Brian, yes. I only know how the score is because of you, so thank you. I appreciate it. But they've had a really good season. I love watching them.
Note to the audience listening, Brian is also my source for putting up all the scores on KXCO.com. So we do certainly appreciate her. Guys, thoughts on this season, closing everything up. You know, it's not over yet. You guys are having a phenomenal season. We haven't even given a shout-out to Coach Katie French. She's in her first year, and, you know, I've talked to Coach French a couple of times. She's got good energy almost all the time, it seems like to me.
Yeah, her positive energy has definitely helped a lot, and I think it's helped keep us in the mindset when we're winning or when we're losing, so that's been really great.
Very nice.
I'm hoping next year without us, we have a lot of juniors, Clary's Greg, Jacqueline Klein, Ava Heron, I'm hoping they can carry on the legacy, keep on winning next year.
Well, that is the hope. We want to wish you all the best of luck on the rest of the season and into districts. We're going to put the invite out right now. If you guys you get to the district championship game, we need to have you back on. So just make plans for that, if you will.
All right.
Thank you all for getting up early this morning. Emily Maupin, Addison Payden, Skylar Arnold, our guests here this morning for the Mexico High School volleyball team. We're going to come back, and we're going to do a little roundtable action, and we'll talk baseball. Mizzou football is getting underway here in about 14 minutes. The pregame at 9 and 11 o'clock kickoff. We'll be back with more Buzzer Beater in just moments on KXEO.